Spencer Chase here at the 85th National FFA Convention, talking with Josh Blyle, who was just the keynote speaker at the 7th General Session of the 85th Convention. And Josh, you know, certainly you've seen, you walk off the stage and you see a group of FFA members waiting for you, talking about how much they enjoyed your message. And what does that mean for you as a speaker when that happens?
You know, that's why I do what I do, to get that response. The message is for them. You know, I've been that age, and it's a hard time, but it's just so, the response from those young men and women was unbelievable. But to see those young men, when you walk off and talk to them, a young group of FFA members, to honestly, to be able to thank them face-to-face, too, for what they do for our communities and across the nation. So it was a good meet and greet there.
And Josh, let's talk a little bit about the actual message that you shared during your speech tonight.
You know, I really just talk about overcoming obstacles, but helping others when they're going through those obstacles as well. I mean, your positive attitude just snowballs into the people you affect, the people you run into, and it continues on to who they run into. And just putting a smile on your face and saying things are going to be okay can carry a lot of people a long way.
And for those that weren't able to see a video of the speech, you had suffered in a military accident in overseas and are with two prosthetic legs, and you know, you walk around stage on those legs, you know, very well, and you talk about, you kind of, you're very open with your unique perspective on how to overcome those obstacles.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, obviously, you know, when you have two prosthetic legs, you get noticed, so you gotta become real open with it real fast. But I enjoy it. I've used it as a tool to be able to talk to other people and explain that, you know, yeah, something bad did happen to me, but my life has continued to be blessed over the years with just doors opening, but the people who have surrounded me with their love, it's been great.
And I understand this is not necessarily the first speaking engagement you've had with FFA?
No, I spoke last year to the award ceremony, so I was able to do that. And I love the group FFA and all that they do, and so I was truly honored to be asked to come back this year.
And as a citizen of the northern part of Indianapolis, what does this convention mean for the city?
You know, all conventions are great, obviously, you know, economy and that stuff. But the FFA, it's just, we know we're getting a good group of people coming into our town. And so we don't worry about anything. A lot of times when groups come in, people complain and say, you know, all this. But never with the FFA. Everyone I've asked, they're just like, they're outstanding young men and women. We're excited for them to be here. So we're thankful that, you know, it's coming back to Indianapolis in a couple of years again.
And if you were to think of just any, you know, Organization X out there that is bringing 55,000 teenagers to your city, I mean, you wouldn't think the reaction would be generally positive.
No, you really wouldn't. Yeah, anybody that says, you know, I get nervous when my niece and nephew come over and they're teenagers and there's two of them. So, yeah, when you say that many teenagers, there's not usually a positive response. But with FFA, they have a reputation and they definitely live up to that.
And let's talk a little bit about your relationship with the Indianapolis Colts. I understand they reached out to you in your recovering process. And, you know, what's that relationship been like, you know, from then on?
It's been great. This is my fourth season going on with them, and I go out and do motivational speaking for them. But Mr. Ursa has just been a blessing in my life. I mean, done a lot for my family, but really got me back up on my feet. I mean, got me out in the working world again. I, at first, couldn't do a 9-to-5 job. So he was very flexible and said, you know, do what you can. But he actually got me involved with something I never thought I'd like doing, public speaking. But I truly enjoy it, and I've kind of fallen in love with doing it, so it's fun.
And Josh, you know, you're not going to see the convention in town for another couple of years. What's, you know, aside from being a citizen of Indianapolis, you know, from the speaker's perspective of a man that just got off stage, what do you think is really going to leave a lasting impact on you personally?
You know, the response from that, it was unbelievable. They kept going on and on, and I, you know, for one, I don't think I'm that good a speaker to get that response or what I've done. But, I mean, it's just amazing. That's the quality of young men and women that are out there. They just are very – they pay attention, and they're responsive, and they give respect, and they deserve much respect for being here in Indianapolis.
That's Josh Blyle, the keynote speaker for the 7th General Session of the 85th National FFA Convention. At the convention in Indianapolis, I'm Spencer Chase.